And to Enniskerry now, where, as we all know, the winning lotto ticket was sold. The jackpot was a mere 11.2 million euro. Well, Ken O'Connor's on the line, and Ken is owner of Texaco Service Station and Spar Express in Enniskerry and County Wicklow. And you sold the winning ticket. Congratulations, Ken.
Oh, we're delighted, Miriam. It's great excitement out here today. We're really hopeful it's one of our local customers who has it. It's a fantastic day for us, and hopefully for Enniskerry.
It's absolutely wonderful news. When did you find out, and how did you find out, Ken?
My local area manager from the lotto rang me yesterday about 2 o'clock and, you know, drop everything. I got to see you, I got to meet you. And I was kind of getting worried because of a direct number from a bank bounce or something like this. What have I done, you know? So I met him out in our Corrins Court site and he said, listen, you're off to sell the 11.2 million winner in Enniskerry and you can't tell anybody. Don't even tell your wife, which is another issue I'm going to have to deal with later. But it's that's what we found out. It was a great buzz and very hard not to tell all the staff last night. It was gagging to let it out, but I had to keep myself quiet and calm, you know, not easy.
And so you are a very lucky person, though, because you're no stranger to a lot of jackpots, are you, Ken?
Yeah, we've another site in Refarnham where we sold a 5.7 million winner last year, which was just incredible. So to have another one within 10 months, we never would have expected it. I mean, there are like 46 A buses here. We have you know, two in a row. We expect a third anytime soon, you know. So we're doing well. We're very lucky. We're very happy with this.
You're obviously very lucky as well. Well done, you. Listen, have you worked out yet what your bonus will be for selling that winning ticket?
Yeah, well, what happens is no matter what you sell, it doesn't matter about the amount, you get the business gets 15,000 euros. So that goes into the business, and we'll make sure our staff get a very good chunk out of that. And I'm sure we'll organise. Radek is the manager here. He's a fantastic guy and a good guy for a party. So I'd imagine this weekend could be something special going on down in Enniskerry or around Kiltearn. And somewhere you see a group of guys and girls enjoying themselves, and it'll be our guys. Say hello to them. They might buy a drink, you never know. They should have the money for it.
And I assume you've all been speculating, and is it all speculation with you today about who has won? Lots of rumours floating around. Do you go back and try to work out at what moment it was sold, who was in the shop at the time? Can you look back at CCTV and see who was there?
To be honest with you, the lotto are very cagey, right? They won't pin it down for you. And we'd be a pretty busy site here. So we've got a lot of customers coming through in the day. We know it was Wednesday. They won't tell us what time. So it'd be like plucking a piece of straw out of a big bale. I mean, it's going to be very hard. I know certainly in Refarnham, we were watching out to see who was driving a nicer car. Anybody moving to a nicer house? still haven't spotted that. So we're not holding our breath. But hopefully the person moves forward and it's notified. I'm delighted for them. I mean, 11.2 million. I mean, that's seriously life-changing for a family and an extended family. So whoever it is, we're just thrilled for them. I'm thrilled that, you know, we had some small parcels, you know.
And Ken, finally, would you have a big passing trade or would you mainly have local trade in your Enniskerry shop?
It's kind of a split day, Miriam. Monday to Friday, we'd have a lot of builders and tradesmen come in. But they'd be regulars. They'd be in every day, but they could live anywhere. After kind of 2 o'clock, it's nearly okay. All local. It's 90% local. So it very much depends what time the ticket was sold. So, you know, I'm sorry to hedge the answer there, but that's
no,
the reality.
That's fine. Well, listen,
I'm hoping it's local.
Ken, you know? O'Connor, owner of Tesco Service Station and Spar Express in Enniskerry, congrats and thanks for talking to us this morning. We're going to take a quick break.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.